prizes. Check out the website, diningoutradio.com. My bridge is
all. This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good.
Marks of the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my partner, Big Ed Davis, thank you very much for joining us. Hey, it's Tuesday, November the 3rd. Election Day is finally here, and I cannot think of anywhere I would rather be this morning, really, than where we are here at the North Pinellas Campaign Office. It's in Palm Harbor. It's on U.S. 19, and I cannot think of somebody I'd rather be with than the proprietor of the Barber Pole himself, Andrew Ceresi. Also, Ron Ogden here, the chairman of the Palm of the campaign office. And we're going to be talking, by the way, with a bunch of Pinellas County Republican officials through the course of our program. And I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day in Tampa Bay, so I would suspect we're going to have a lot of people that are lined up as we speak. Maybe some of them are listening to us, waiting to vote. And I think that's a good thing. Here at Pinellas County, Ed, it's a harbinger, as you know, of what the country is going to do. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to go by any of the polling places or see any lines or anything. I was going to ask you, what do you think?
Not today. I haven't seen any, but we just had Gus Bilirakis on, and his, you know, talking about his family's history of being in office so long. He said this is the most anticipated election that they've ever seen.
Absolutely. I think everybody would agree on that.
And just so people know, that two things, that if you go and you see the lines out there, it's a little bit of an optical illusion, because you got to remember, instead of it being so long, now it's going to be six times longer because you got social distancing, so it's going to make the line even longer.
You got to wipe down after every vote. You got to go in there with the spray,
and you got to brush your teeth too. So
you brush your teeth. Do they brush your teeth for you when you go to the booth?
You get the yeah. Oh, I see. So that, and the fact that you know, it's a beautiful day. So if you have to stand outside and in line, it's 65 degrees right now. Bring yourself a snack or a lunch or whatever. Make a day of it.
Yeah, actually, you'd better think that way. Don't think it's going to take you 15 minutes.
No.
Like going to the grocery store.
It depends on what time
you
go.
Back home.
They're saying the best times to go right now is before lunch, like now. And then after lunch, maybe between 2 and 4 is your best time to go.
Indeed. Good advice. And as I said, I cannot think of somebody I'd rather be sitting next to right now than the proprietor of the Barber Pole. You know, we've had this guy on for so many years. He funds our show. Best barber in Tampa Bay for my money. Located, by the way, in Dunedin in the Overcash Plaza, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive. And Andrew Ceresi, we were talking before the show. I'm very nervous about this. I am very, very nervous about the outcome, but you are still, as I understand it, you're very confident.
Paul, I've known you the years that I've known you. Honestly, I've never seen you this nervous in my life. I mean, you were sitting in the chair shaking. Believe me,
shaking.
Donald Trump is going to landslide this.
Because he hadn't had his vodka yet in his coffee.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. He was shaking because of that.
It's a medical condition. What are you going to do?
But anyway, you know, people got to realize how important this election is. This is not just a do we like Trump, do we like Biden. No, this is does America stay free or does America turn into socialist communism? This is the important question today, Paul. And the people need to stand in the line no matter what it takes and vote. I understand we're in Florida. Ed thinks it's great at 65 degrees, but this morning I had my jacket on. So if I was there, I'd have to have a coat on today.
Well, it was 10 degrees cooler. It was 55 this morning.
That's still cold.
Good
That's
Lord. Even colder. You didn't have to get out and shovel the driveway, did you?
I thought I did this morning, believe me.
So, Ed, we got a guy here that honestly thinks there's a chance that California will go for Donald Trump. And I'm thinking, if California goes for Donald Trump, it'll be like a tsunami.
You know, we don't know because the voter turnout is going to be so high. the Democrats keep saying, oh, the high turnout's because people are done with Trump and they're voting for Biden. But it could be the people that have been sitting around doing nothing for 4 years and need to get out and vote.
You know, you got to realize, too, that I believe half of these Democrats are going to vote for Trump. You got your middle-of-the-road Democrats, Ed, that they're not going all the way to the left. I mean, did you see Biden's ad that he has out now with Lady Gaga?
Yeah, I heard that.
Give me a break. Where are these people coming from? He thinks she's going to get votes for him.
Yeah. I just want to say one thing, that whatever happens, either way, we have to accept it. I mean, we may not like it. I didn't like Obama for 8 years. And I know you're twitching your head back and forth, but, you know, there's nothing we can do. We have to accept it. Just like if Trump is elected, then, you know, the Democrats and those people that are out marching in the streets, whatever, they have to accept it. They can't go out, you know, burning buildings and stuff like that. We had a voting process. We did our elections, and that's the way it is.
Ed, do you really believe that that's what's going to happen? You know that these people...
Oh, you know there's going to be some...
When Trump gets elected again, you know what's going to happen.
Oh, I know.
I mean, we could sit here and wish and think about it, but we know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
And we're going to have to be prepared.
Now, Donald Trump was on Fox and Friends this morning. He expressed confidence that he's going to win. But he said it this way. He said, quote, he has a solid chance of winning. Now, that's not as confident as you are, Andrew. But he says, Paul, I have a solid chance of winning. Why doesn't he say,
you know,
I'm going to win?
Because everybody says he's too confident all the time. You know, even you come and say this, that Trump comes across, he's this. So he's being a little more solemn right now.
Okay.
That's all. He's appeasing people like you.
Okay, well, that could well be. Now, the guy has got the energy of 5 20-year-old people, maybe 10. The guy was nonstop for the last 5 days. He was all over the place. How many did he do yesterday? Five?
Five rallies yesterday.
Five rallies yesterday. I think Biden did show up somewhere. All I heard was a few car horns in the background. I didn't see anybody.
I don't think he even took a break after the COVID, you know, with him being sick.
He looked better, actually, I thought, a few days after the COVID than he did before. So I'm thinking
maybe he got a little rest.
He got a little rest, and he's been nonstop. So if he goes down, I'll tell you what, you have to admit he will go down fighting.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's absolutely doing everything right. So,
you know, Paul, Sunday, I was going out to eat with my wife, and we got at a red light at the intersection of 19 and Curlew. And the Biden people were out there waving their flags, and I told my wife, I'm going to pull over the parking lot over there for 10 minutes because I want to hear how many horns are blowing. Okay? And I can tell you, for 10 minutes, I heard 6 horns. Now, I was at the Trump rallies holding up flags, and I can tell you it sounds like an Italian wedding when the cars are going by. Everybody's blowing their horns, okay? It's a whole different world. The enthusiasm is not there for Biden. The enthusiasm is not there for Kamala Harris. And, you know, the most we've ever got out of Biden was COVID. And that was it. COVID, Trump. COVID. Hate Trump. COVID.
You know, you do a good Biden impression. Now
it's not hard to do. You just have to mumble.
Well, by the way, I want to talk about the fact that right after our break, in a minute or two, we're going to have Lori Green join us. She is the district leader of the Pinellas Republicans here in Clearwater, knows a lot about Clearwater political leaders. So we're looking forward to that. In the meantime, did I tell you that I think it's Dixieville Notch or Dixie Notch, New Hampshire, Ed? They're always the first to vote.
Okay.
And their voting gets published. There's 5 of them that live there. It's Dixville or Dixie Knot or Dixie Landing. Anyway, you know how it went?
Good.
5-0 for Biden.
Really?
All 5. I always thought it was a relatively conservative little group. I apparently was wrong about that. But
all 5 of them, right?
All 5 of them, I think.
You know, it's showing here, Paul, that the Republicans are catching up fast in the votes over here. As of 10 a.m., we just got a report.
Okay.
The Republicans are at 188. Or the Democrats are at 188,000. All of a sudden, the Republicans are coming up to 184.
Okay, but what does this mean? What is 188,000?
It means the Republicans are going to win, Paul.
Oh, no,
very
no, no.
Simple.
But,
very, very simple. That's what it means. The Republicans are going to win.
Okay, but what I'm trying to say is what is this? 188,000 for Democrats and 184,000. Ron Ogden, why don't you join us and tell us what this means?
Paul, what that means is that the mail ballot was strongly Democratic, was a matter of 30 or 40,000 votes difference. Now, with the early voting and with the voting that we're having today, we've closed it to, I believe, less than 4,000.
And is this in the entire state of Florida?
That's in Pinellas County.
Pinellas County,
yep.
Okay.
I mean, the momentum is just tremendous out there.
Now, Ron Ogden is chairman, by the way, of the where we are right now.
Upper Pinellas,
Upper Pinellas campaign office.
Yep.
I used to call it the Republican Club. I swear I saw it somewhere on the side.
I know. You know, Paul, every place you're in is not a club. You know, just, you know.
By the way, bartender, can I have another?
Yeah.
As long as I'm here. So, Ron, I forgot the question I was going to ask you, but it has to do with turnout. Oh, Pinellas County is
Biden moment.
It's a Biden moment, but I'm back to a Trump moment. Because Pinellas County is a harbinger of what this country is going to do.
It is.
Or you can say that it's Tampa Bay, or you can say it's the I-4 corridor that connects the Orlando area to the Tampa Bay area. So as Pinellas goes, is that how so does the country?
We believe so. In 2016, in the Trump victory, Pinellas County was given much of the credit for swinging the state of Florida. And the state of Florida, of course, put Donald Trump over the line for his victory in 2016.
Right. So your sense on some of these state elections. Let me mention first one of the most popular ones, and I say popular because everybody's keeping their eyes on it, is I think it's the 13th Congressional District, Ana Paulina Luna, the Republican, trying to get the seat of Charlie Crist, the Democrat. Now, yeah. I've seen a bunch of Charlie Crist commercials on television. I haven't seen any for Anna, but I want you to speak to that.
Anna's effort has been very much of a grassroots door-to-door effort, just going from door-to-door throughout her district, introducing herself. She hasn't done as much TV as Charlie has. And this is a traditional way of campaigning so that the people, the individual voters, really get to understand who the candidate is. She, you know, she has a hard fight uphill, but you know, she's really been working hard, and I think that it's
going to
really pay off.
Yeah, we had her on. She's a delightful young lady, by the way.
Absolutely wonderful. Yep.
We are going to take our break, and hopefully when we come back, we're going to be joined by Lori Green, district leader of the Pinellas GOP here in Clearwater. Lots more to talk about. Excuse me. You're listening to Freedom Works.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
Tune in to Old East Channel Radio every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Do you remember the 50s, 60s, and 70s? Well, we'll be playing the greatest hits as well as plenty of songs from the B-side. This show is sure to bring back memories. So pull out your record collection, adjust your antenna, and listen to Old East Channel Radio Fridays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Varshew.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune in to the show on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
From the Vanilla campaign office. Oh, are we excited here in Palm Harbor? It is election day. You are listening to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show, along with my buddy Big Ed. We've got our master barber, Andrew Ceresi, and we are delighted to welcome Lori Green by phone. Lori is district leader of the Pinellas GOP in Clearwater. She knows a lot about what is going on. Coming to us, by the way, for those of you that live in Pinellas, from on top of the world. Lori, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Thank you for waiting so long, and we're just delighted to talk with you. How do you feel right now about the chances, not only of Donald Trump here in Florida, but of some of these local elections? Anyone in particular you want to highlight?
Absolutely. First of all, Donald Trump, being from New York City, as am I was born in Manhattan, when he came down the escalator that day back in 15, and then announced that he was not going to take any money from any lobbyists, I said, that's our next president. He'll have no controls, no strings on him. The man was a businessman, and look what he's done. I'm so proud of this man as president. I pray for him every day and for the safety of him and his family and all his supporters.
Indeed. How do you think Florida will go, Lori? Do you really feel confident that he's going to be able to once again in Florida?
I definitely do. When you look at his rallies, and I've been to many of them, you look at his rallies compared to Joe Biden's rallies, there's no comparison. The people out there absolutely love him. He has thousands inside the arena and thousands outside waiting to get in. You look at Joe Biden's, I mean, he has a handful of people. This president is loved, and they love what he's done. So I feel very sure that this man is going to be reelected.
Indeed. Now, neither senator from Florida is up for election this year, but we've got a lot of Pinellas County elections and a lot of things going on. Are there any particular races that you are excited about or would like to talk about at all, you know, at this point, you know, that you feel comfortable with or you're worried about, you know what I mean?
You're talking about other people that are running on the ballot?
Yes, indeed. In Pinellas right. County, are there any particular races that pique your interest and go ahead. I'm sorry.
I've met Bob Gualtieri, the sheriff, the Pinellas County sheriff, and my neighbor, Mr. Santana, is running against him. And I know Mr. Santana. He lives around the block from me.
Really?
But what Mr. Gualtieri has done, you look at him, this man has a presence. He has the intimidation factor, and I feel very sure he's going to get the election also.
He'll win again as the sheriff. Okay, that sounds good. What do you think about some of these other races? We spoke a little earlier about the race between Charlie Crist and Anna Paulina Luna in the 13th Congressional District. Any thought on what do you think Anna's chances are of beating Charlie?
Well, without going into detail, I've lived in District 13 since 1988, and personally, I feel like we need to elect people who have experience, who have background, who have skills to represent us as a congressional person in our district. And something I've told a lot of people, if you're going to have brain surgery or heart surgery, are you going to take a doctor that has done over 2,000 operations, or are you going to take somebody fresh out of medical school? I would personally prefer somebody who has done the operations, they know the ups and downs, if there's problems, they know what to do, as opposed to somebody brand new out of school. So I
okay.
experience so when you look at
you're leaning towards Charlie Crist to stay. I would think he's got a very good chance of remaining.
Well, I didn't vote for Charlie Crist, but I prefer experience. I mean, when you look at corporations, when they hire, they look at people's resumes and they look for the ones, the skills and the experience, and then they
right.
choose from that list. So
you know, that comparison, I was thinking of Donald Trump again, actually, when you mentioned that, because Trump's personality versus his ability, right? And like you said, who do you want operating on you? Some guy that's got sort of a, you know, a sense of himself, maybe a little bit of an ego, but he knows how to do the operation. Right. Somebody that's really, oh, man, I like this person. I really get along with them, but they're just out of medical school. I think I take the guy that's got the experience.
Well, Biden's got a lot of experience, but would you want him operating on you,
No,
Paul?
Because he never learned from his own surgery.
No, Biden years. Wears the wrong colors.
Yeah, right.
Laurie, this is Andrew. How you doing, hon?
Hey, I haven't seen you. How are you?
You haven't stopped by the shop to see me or anything, but you know, we've got to get Anna Paulina in, and we got to get all of our local candidates in that we need to get, because we can't just worry about Trump running the presidency, because without our local government, what good is it going to do? We need to get everybody we got to get in. We need to get Gus Bilirakis in there, Larry Earns, Chris Sprouse. We need all of them, hon.
I love Gus Bilirakis. He's such a sweetheart.
And you know, I went to church this morning before I came here, and I lit 45 candles for Anna Paulina, so I think I got an in with her
okay.
against Charlie.
Okay, Andrew, good for you.
All right.
Laurie, it's a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much, and look forward to talking with you again soon.
Okay.
All right, the best to you. Laurie Green, all right. So,
Charlie Crist has got a lot of experience.
Yeah, a lot
experience
of
doing nothing.
That's it, nothing at all. Let me tell you, I will celebrate more for him losing than you've ever seen in your life.
So let me ask you, Andrew, the Master Barber, do you think that Charlie Crist is going to lose his seat?
That's a hard question to ask, Paul, you know.
It's easy to answer, yes or no.
The city of St. Pete, that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the whole problem. The city of St. Pete, I mean, if you look what Mayor Christman has allowed to happen in that city with all the Black Lives Matters and the riots intimidating people, it could go, Paul. Charlie Crist and Rick Christman, they're both known as do-nothing politicians. And a lot of people are tired of it. Like I say, there's a lot of Democrats that are swinging toward Trump and the Republican Party because they know that in this election, it's either free America or socialism, mm-hmm. Paul. And it's going to change a lot of people's minds.
You know, interestingly, as I said, I've seen some commercials for Charlie Crist. I have not seen any recently for Anna, but he talks about military. And, of course, Anna Paulina Luna comes from a military background. So I take it that he's trying to say, even though she's military, I'll do more for the vets.
You know, Paul, I've seen the Charlie Crist commercials, too, but it's only one. Hi, my name is Charlie. People can call me this and people call me that, but at home they call me Charlie.
Yeah, well,
we call him Flip-Flop Charlie. Yeah, let's get it straight.
Right. They haven't interviewed me. I call him something else.
That's right. He's been called all kinds of things.
He has.
I pray to Lord he loses, believe me.
Okay. Well, we are coming up, I guess, on our next break here. It looks like in a minute or two.
Yep.
Beautiful weather in Tampa Bay. I think there are people. This is going to probably be more people having voted for a president in a presidential election than the history of our country.
Paul, let me ask you a question. Do you really think people are getting up at 5:30 in the morning to go stand in line to vote for Joe Biden?
No.
No way.
No
way, Paul.
They're
going in line to make sure that Biden does not get in there.
I don't question that. What I say is those people might be getting in line at 5:30 in the morning to vote against Trump.
There might be some of those too, but you know, I was thinking about that, Ed, and that's a good point. I think I would be more motivated to get up early and stand in line if I was voting for somebody than voting against someone. I think there's more of a thing that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the positive outweighs the negative.
But there are people out there that say, when it's you ask them who they're voting for, I'm voting for Biden. Why, do you like Biden? No, I can't stand him. Well, then why are you biting me? Why are you going to vote for him? Because I don't want Trump. And why don't you want Trump? And then they come up with these lame excuses. Well, he didn't do enough for the virus and the way he treats women and stuff like that.
Personality.
Yeah.
I think the people are out there not voting for the person this time. I mean, I know they're voting for Trump for one reason. Trump represents America's freedom. Joe Biden represents socialism, the Green New Deal. It's phenomenal. What are you going to do with the Green New Deal? We're going to be driving Flintstone mobiles.
Yeah.
Indeed. Okay, we're going to take our break. When we come back, we got lots more to talk about coming to you here from the North Pinellas campaign office. You are listening to Freedom Works.
Susie, wake up. Wake up.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barbershop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tantalk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We'll concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Mustang Sally. Freedom Work, coming to you from the North County Campaign Office in Palm Harbor. And we are delighted to be here. It's been enjoyable. I was just noticing, or not noticing, but I brought a story about it. We've had a couple of big-time newspapers that don't normally endorse Republicans, or Trump in particular, come out and endorse him. One is in Boston. It's not the Boston Globe, but it's the other newspaper of record in Boston, and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Pennsylvania being a big, important state for Donald Trump, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette has endorsed him, believe it or not, and they have endorsed him because of the economy. They have praised him on that and also his work involving China. Quote, under Donald Trump, the economy pre-COVID boomed like no time since the 1950s. Look at your 401k over the past 3 years. Unemployment for black Americans lower than it has ever been under, excuse me, any president of either party. So that's a key endorsement. I'm interested to see. Of course, you never think that newspaper endorsements go very far. We know that our local paper, the Tampa Bay Times, has obviously endorsed Joe Biden. But there you go. We have Pam Settle joining us. Pam is a business owner. She's a candidate for the Oldsmar City Commission coming up next year. She's got some radio experience as well. Pam, welcome to Freedom Works. How is everything going with you? And did you vote today or did you vote by mail?
Well, I have to tell you, well, first of all, thanks for having me. Love being here in beautiful Oldsmar and just great to be on the air with you this morning. But I did vote early in Palm Harbor so that I would have the opportunity to do what was needed today, whether volunteering to drive people or wave signs. I wanted to be sure my vote was in and had some time. And it seems like a lot of other people in Oldsmar early voted. It's pretty quiet at the three polling places here in the city today, at least this time of day. There were longer lines this morning, obviously, as people were getting ready to head out to work. But late morning, if you're planning to take an early lunch maybe to go vote, you should have a really easy time. I've just driven through all three of the polling places in Oldsmar, and you know, only the one at Gulair Village had a line, but it was just a line on the sidewalk. There was plenty of parking. People social distancing looked like a very easy time of it at Gulair Village. No lines outside the buildings at the library or at the fire station. So I think a lot of people did vote early. Oldsmar typically doesn't have a lot of lines, but I would not guarantee what it's going to be this afternoon when work gets out.
Right. You know, since you have voted, Pam, let me ask you about the process. Do they actually, once somebody finishes voting in the booth, do they actually come in and rub it down, you know, and get rid of all, you know, because of the virus situation? Is it slowing things down?
You know, no. And I'll tell you, at the early voting location, there were maybe 50 booths. So it was a very large operation. They had masks and hand sanitizers as you came in. There were plexiglass barricades between the volunteers and the people coming in. You had a fresh swab for signing the plate, for the electronic signature. All of that was, I thought, handled very well, and went and voted, and I handled my own ballot. So I put the ballot into the machine to scan it and walked out. So nobody touched me, or I just didn't have to interact, really. I thought it was a very well-done process, and I imagine that process will be replicated, you know, inside the various voting places in the county. Masks were required, and people were wearing them, and people were very polite in terms of making sure they were keeping their distance from people. They weren't, you know, pushing the line ahead. People were very patient. And so I don't think if people are concerned at all about COVID, that should hold them up today. Definitely get out and vote. And if you're voting in Oldsmar, it's going to be a nice, smooth process for you, at least right now.
We're talking with Pam Settle. She is a business owner in Oldsmar. She has already voted. Pam, what kind of business do you have?
So I own a company called Lightshine Media, and I've been producing family-friendly publications since 2010. Our latest title is called Tampa Bay Baby, and it is a informational guide for new moms, moms who have children ages 0 to 5. It has lots of brain development, nutrition, childcare tips, and advice from experts here in the Tampa Bay area. So it's a great resource for any new moms. And you can see that actually at no charge because it's a free publication. In fact, our sponsors make that available free to parents throughout the area. But you can read it digitally at goodlivingmagazine.com, which is the website. Good Living Magazine is the brand. We've done a healthy, happy kids guide since 2010, and now Tampa Bay Baby.
Wonderful, wonderful. Have you found that your business has either done better or suffered or stayed about the same since you do a lot of it online, et cetera, because of the virus?
All right, so COVID basically left me dead in the water. Distribution is the key for print publications. And when you don't have people in school, so we do a lot of distribution in early education environments and through doctor offices. And I basically took this year off really out of respect for not wanting to be dropping magazines at people's doors, at their businesses. And then I have major funders for the publication that are in social services, and they were needing to use their money for things like baby formula for families that were in need. And so I canceled the contract so they could push that money into where it was needed. And so we'll hold up. I'll take a year off. It's a great time for me to run for Oldsmar City Council. I have this pocket of time, and then I'll come back next year. It's an annual guide of the baby guide is. So we were able to push it a year, and then we'll start back up next year. But, yeah, COVID basically took the wind out of my sails for my business and for many of the advertisers. It was a tough year for small businesses. If you own a dance studio for kids or and many of the small businesses that would bring toddlers and preschoolers in for activities, several of them chose just to go out of business because they didn't want to provide a location for people to spread the virus. And so, you know, my advertisers are suffering. And so many people in media will find themselves sort of last to come online as people resume operations and actually have money to advertise again.
Right. Pam Settle is running for Oldsmar City Council. And tell us, what would you do, Pam, if you get on there? What are some of the goals you have for the city?
Oh, well, sure. Listen, Oldsmar is it's kind of a best-kept secret in Tampa Bay. You know, we are in between Pinellas and Hillsborough County, right at the top of the bay. People drive through us and probably don't know that we have this very vibrant coastal area and communities. It's really just a beautiful place to call home. And we are home to not only, you know, residents who live here, but we're the second largest home to manufacturers. We have a very large manufacturing community here. And so we have almost as many people who come to work every day in Oldsmar than who sleep in a pillow, on a pillow in Oldsmar. So there's two basically lives going on in Oldsmar, and what I want to do is just provide a continuation of having the best home that we can possibly have for the residents, and that means really quality park programs and leisure, you know, just activities for our retired community. We have a younger demographic actually in Pinellas County, so we have a lot of young families who live here. So with my background in family advocacy, certainly raising a healthy family in Oldsmar will be something I'll be taking a really good look at. And then supporting those manufacturers. What can we do with the school system to provide a pipeline to provide them with some workers to come in? Back when the economy was really hopping, manufacturers were looking for people to hire. So we need to make sure that they can hire hometown kids. So I want to be a part of that, you know, looking at our growth, and we have a downtown area. We'd like to give it some type of an identity and make it a destination for the people who live here. So there's some exciting things that are going to be happening near City Hall in Oldsmar in the next 5 years, and I'm super excited to put my ideas and my enthusiasm for that project and see what we can do to build that up and, you know, really just maintain the great lifestyle that we have here in Oldsmar and manage the growth that we'll have like every other community in Florida is going to have as people just continue to move here for a variety of reasons.
Terrific, Pam. Thank you so very much for being with us. Really enjoyed it. Good luck.
Hey, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate all the work that you're doing. And listen, y'all, get out and vote today. I woke up today with just this overwhelming sense of gratitude that I woke up in a safe home and I had food and a roof over my head and nobody was going to have a gun to my head if I went out and tried to vote for the candidate of my choice today, that we have that freedom in the United States. And gosh, I sure don't take that for granted today. And no matter what happens, we still live in the best country that ever was and ever will be. And, yeah, I just encourage everybody to take advantage of that very special gift that you have and get out and vote today.
Very well spoken. Thank you so much, Pam.
All right, great day, everybody. Happy Election Day.
Indeed. Pam Settle, wow. She's the kind of person you'd like to be around. Before we go to break, I wanted to mention, Andrew and Ed, there are five states that if Joe Biden gets elected, apparently, according to his tax plan, they're going to have some very high marginal state and local tax rates, starting with California, which would have the highest marginal state and local tax rate at 63%. Can you imagine? Wow. According to an analysis by leading free market think tank, the Tax Foundation. After California, Hawaii, 60% plus. New Jersey, 60% plus. Oregon, where all the trouble in Portland is going on, at 59% plus. And Minnesota, another place where lots of trouble, 59% plus. My God, why are you people voting for Joe Biden?
Doesn't it make you just want to run out and vote for Joe Biden?
Socialism, yes. Comrade.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. All right. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, Ron Ogden, who runs things around here, we're going to talk with him. So stay tuned. You're listening to Freedom Works.
Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tan Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up, every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question. Get an answer. Free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Shake it up, baby. Shake it up, baby. Freedom Work. By the way, we come to you every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday on the Great Tan Talk Radio Network, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. But we are delighted to be here over at the North Pinellas Campaign Office here on Election Day with Ron Ogden and with Andrew Ceresi, the Master Barber, and all kinds of things. I wanted to talk real quickly about, we were talking with Pam Settle about her business, but businesses across the country are boarding up ahead of the results of this election, businesses and retailers. And it's not just in one place. It's like in all the major cities. It's in Washington, D.C., hair salons, restaurants, clothing stores, banks, plywood, all over the place. What is going on? Andrew, the Master Barber, I want to ask you real quickly. You got a barber shop. You're not worried about it here, I'm sure. But do you think, like, in all of these downtown areas, they should be that worried about it?
Well, Paul, you know, you've seen what happened in New York City and Chicago. I think they're going to be Christmas shopping early this year. They're not going to wait till Black Friday. They're going to start on Election Tuesday.
All the free deals are going tomorrow.
The only thing that will be left is the work boots. You know, nobody likes the work boots.
Is it our coming through the window sale? Is that what we're talking about here?
And they won't be stealing toilet paper. I can guarantee you that.
Isn't that what they said happened in Philadelphia? Where they knocked off the sneaker store, but the yarn shop next door, there's no problem.
The yarn barn was fully intact.
Don't need any of that stuff to sew up your clothes, I guess, right then. By the way, that was Ron Ogden. He's the chairman here of the North Pinellas campaign office. And Ron, how do you think it's going so far? You have a sense of Pinellas County. Give us a sense of, are we going to have a huge voting turnout? What are the indicators right now?
We have had a huge voting turnout. It's coming, is very strong. You might know earlier in the cycle when the mail ballots were coming in, there were a lot of Democrat mail ballots that came in and were counted. But since the beginning of early voting and today, the walk-up vote, as it is, so to speak, whether it's early or whether it's today on Election Day, is swinging Republican strongly.
It is, huh?
And we're catching up, and we're going to go ahead and push right ahead to a victory, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, I know you're positive about Florida. Do you think overall, do you think Donald Trump's going to be our president again?
I think he is. I'm very confident that he's going to win Pinellas County by perhaps 53 or 54%. I think he will win Florida. I think it'll be a little bit narrower. You know, the United States as a total is hard to gauge, but I have a lot of confidence because he has had momentum in the past, particularly the past week. And once Mo is on your side, Mo keeps going.
Yeah, I tell you, he is the energizer bunny when it comes to politics.
He was at a rally last night at midnight, I believe, in Michigan or somewhere like that.
Yeah. So locally in the county, Ron, what races are you focusing on?
We're focusing on, first of all, the race for our supervisor of elections. Julie Marcus is our candidate. She has been in that office for over 20 years. She's run the election in August wonderfully, no complaints whatsoever. It's a very important office. It's technically demanding to run a voting office, and she's done a wonderful job. That's a big one. The other one that we're running, and we hope a lot of people will remember, is the race for the school board. Stephanie Meyer is a wonderful candidate, a wonderful young woman. She is a teacher. She, of the two candidates, she is the only teacher, and she's a conservative in background and outlook, and she will help straighten out our school system.
You know, I am surprised that Donald Trump didn't talk more about vouchers and about private schooling and about the opportunity that he, with his education secretary, mm-hmm. are pushing, which, you know, Betsy DeVos, they are pushing the opportunity for low-income children to have a choice of schools, which you can get through, you know, vouchers and charter schools. Could you speak to that a little? Why didn't they talk more about it?
At this point, I think it's because COVID has blown every other issue right out of the water. I don't hear the opponent, Senator Biden or Vice President Biden, saying anything other than COVID. Donald Trump is responsible for COVID, and I will do it better, without ever explaining how he will do it. COVID has knocked every other issue off the table. It's a shame, because our country is a success. If it were not for COVID, our country would be a tremendous economic success.
Yeah, and do you think it would be like a Trump runaway if it were not for the COVID?
I think it would. Mm-hmm. I think
you know, would. One thing, Ron, Joe Biden did say what he was going to do for COVID. He said he was going to shut the country down, make sure everybody has masks, okay? And how long are they going to shut the country down for? He didn't say it yet. A month, 2 months? How long could people survive? Look what we had to go get toilet paper the last time. Mm-hmm. But he did say what he's going to do.
Well, I mean, here's he says everybody's going to have a mask. Everybody has an opportunity to have a mask right now. Mm-hmm. The only person or people that are responsible for COVID is you, and me. There are people that are not following the rules. What are you going to do? Are you going to put a gun to their head? Is Biden going to put a gun to everybody's head and say, put that mask on? We've all broken the rules, or we know of somebody who broke the rules when we had the social distancing and we kicked people off the beaches. But, oh, we let them out in dinghies, but six people in the dinghies, okay, just maintain 6 feet. That dinghy's not 36 feet.
Well, Ed, this goes to prove to you that COVID is nothing but a political disease, period. You know,
and what a shame, when it first came out, both parties said if any one of these parties uses this disease as a political toy or ploy, is disgusting.
Well, what else did the Democrats have to use?
Nothing else.
They had nothing else to use whatsoever. And you got to realize, it's what, 220,000 people have died. The CDC came out last week and said 130,000 of those deaths were also due to cancer, heart attack. Okay, nobody's mentioning that anymore. It's not all COVID. If you look at COVID and you look at it, maybe 70,000 people probably died from COVID itself throughout the year. They're making a big deal out of this, and it is not any bigger than the flu ever was or anything
else. My point is, what else can you do?
Nothing.
You had stay-at-home orders. Our government paid us to stay home. They gave us a $1,200 check. People were paid unemployment. They paid us to stay home, and people still broke the rules. How can you blame that on one man? Why don't you blame him for Italy and their breakout? Germany, wherever.
And if you notice, the European countries have been shut down all this time, and they're having more problems than anybody.
Like New York. New York is still shut down, and they're still having problems.
Mm-hmm. Ron Ogden, here in Pinellas County, the virus has affected a lot of businesses. We know that. Do you sense that things are coming back? You know, Trump has been very optimistic, I think, to his credit. And when they try to blame him for, being too Pollyannish about it, what do you want him to do? Stand up there and go, oh, all is lost. We're going to have hundreds of thousands of people dead.
We're all going to die.
I'm ducking under the, table right now. I mean,
America needs a leader. And Donald Trump is the leader that we need. Joe Biden, maybe an administrator at best. Not even that. He's just a legislator.
Janitor.
He's no leader at all. Just looking at him on stage, how could anybody follow him except to fall off the edge of the stage? Donald Trump is the leader that America needs to get us through this, and I'm confident that he's going to.
I'm sorry, but I had a vision.
That almost happened the other day.
Joe Biden, you notice that? I hate to say this, but I got to say it. I get an opportunity to say Joe Biden, as soon as they introduce him, do you notice he tries to run as in, I'm much more fit than Donald Trump. So I'm going to run either. I'm going to run up to the microphone. When he's finished, you notice he does this little Biden shuffle.
He's the champ, man.
One of these times, he's going to go head over teacup. You just know it. And I hope the camera stays on him. I would like to see him try and get up. Yep. But I'll tell you what, it's almost surreal, this election. I mean, I've gone through a lot of elections, and I have never seen so much interest in who's going to win, and B, so much concern about the difference that it will make in our country. I mean, if Joe Biden gets elected, and we've got Kamala Harris, and we've got AOC, and we've got Nancy Pelosi, and we got Chuck Schumer, It scares me to think, and to me it's socialism.
Yes.
And we have been constantly, as much as we're trying to stave it off, let's be honest, we are getting more and more socialistic in this country. What do you think, Rob?
They want to turn us into a European state, whether it's Paris or Berlin, Rome, one of those states where socialism and complete government control of the way of life is practiced. Because of the theory that the government knows more than the individual person does about their own needs. America is a land of freedom and individuality, and it will shine through. And we do not need socialism. We need freedom of markets, freedom under the law, freedom of choice. That's America.
Andrew the Master Barber, do you feel the same way? Do you think socialism is perhaps the number one reason we should be voting for Donald Trump?
No question about it, Paul. It's like I said. The gauge is pointed up straight. You're either going to go left towards socialism, communism, or you're going to go freedom that America is known for, Paul. And I happen to love my freedom.
Indeed. Well, I want to thank Ron Ogden. You have been such a wonderful host.
Thank you.
The way things are set up here, Ron, God, you're a treasure here in Pinellas County. Andrew the Master Barber, thank you so very much for joining us. You're just one of the greatest pro-Trump supporters I know. And, of course, Big Ed, my buddy, thanks for everything. This is Freedom Works. God bless you. We'll be back on Friday. Bye for now.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.